Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
We proceed to give you what you need. KM to 2 a.m. on 101.9 FM, The Fan in New York. All right. It's November 21st now. What have I not hit on now? Oh, Devontae Adams comments. We'll get there. Coming off of what I was saying with the Jets. Jordan Renan talking about how the Giants players don't like Joe Shane. And, yeah, man. We are just in a spot as sports fans here in this city where, I mean, I'm sure we're going to get some calls about the Knicks in about a half hour as the Knicks have put up 117 points with still about 9 minutes to go out there in Phoenix. They are just really starting to click offensively where it's like, oh, I'll save my comments for when we get there. But yeah, most of the conversation has been about the Jets and the Giants. I tried to stir the pot. I tried to stir the pot on Hal Steinbrenner's comments with Juan Soto, but I think Mets fans are quiet on that front, and Yankee fans are quiet as well. Like, good. You know, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. I tried to defend Woody Johnson a little bit, but I know there's no defense for the guy. I know everybody's mad at the guy, and, you know, that's what happens when a hit gets put out on you like that, and they line up all the things that you did wrong, but when you actually look at all the things, it's like, well, it probably should have been done, and it's not like those are the issues. It's not like that's what made this team 3-8. But even at 3-8, the Jets still are optimistic on a bye with Jeff Ulbrich as the head coach. And I guess now that Douglas has been fired and Woody's been exposed, just go out there, play free, and play spoiler and see what you can do. Let's hear from Devontae Adams, who, like, Devontae Adams is here supposedly because of Woody Johnson, right? Let's hear from Devontae Adams on K Adams Show, up in Adams, talking about being here versus where he could be with the Oakland Raiders, who, like, don't look now, but the Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders are 2-8. The Jets are 3-8. The grass has not been greener with gangrene. Let's play it.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm worried about at this very moment is trying to make sure that we pack the car seats for this trip that I'm going on. And that's really all that I'm focused on. Whether or not I'm here next year, I can't determine that. I'm not really thinking about next year. I'm thinking about trying to get a few more wins before we get out of here. Because if you bet me $1 million, I would have taken the bet. We would not have only had one victory right now. And, you know, football is a tough sport. And obviously, you look at it, people are obviously going to talk about whether or not it was the right thing to do for me to leave, teasing at the fact that, you know, not much has changed as far as the record, or, you know, I haven't gone for 100 yards many times. And it's just a bunch of people just doing what they do. And it doesn't bother me at all. I don't, honestly, like I said, I don't pay any attention to, you know, the chatter on the outside. And when I say I don't pay attention to it, I literally, I don't read it, any of it. Anything that I do here doesn't really matter to me, because if I had, you know, if they think I was the best in the world still, or whatever, it's still not going to have any bearing on the way that I play. So I'm not really concerned on that. It's more about trying to make sure I get the most out of this season at this point.
Okay. All right. We get it. Devontae, who pulled up and said that, you know, Jets lacked energy and after a week with the team was like standing up as a leader. Like, we get it. You were on the Netflix show Receiver. We know who you are, Devontae. We've seen your work, but it didn't work. 888-808-1019. You got to play with Aaron Rodgers again, which we all actually knew was floated out for the last 2 years. I didn't think the Jets were actually going to do it, but Woody Johnson pushed the button. Man, I got to get the, now that Fleegs is coming in and Connor's dipping out, I got to get the audio of Woody Johnson talking about Talladega Nights, which is a movie, not reality. And he references the quote from Talladega Nights where they say, "You're not a thinker, you're a driver." And he uses that to talk about himself not thinking and the decision making. Like, you can't make this stuff up, man. The Jets, nobody is like the Jets in all of sports. E. Frank is in Astoria next up on The Fan.
Yes, Keith, it's just great to hear you once again on the air. You know, I like your insight. Right now, definitely I'm working my way to the motion to a whiffable bat and a whiffable because, my God, you know, I stand there four quarters every single Sunday or every bye week trying to find out what the Jets are planning to do to win games. Then I hear on many talk shows, they're not all sports shows, about Joe Douglas this and Joe Douglas that. And finally, you get hit with the beanball right there. Woody decided to get rid of him. Well, you know, why didn't they think and plan years ago what they were going to do? Why do they have to wait on like a second round?
It's the blind. It's the blind leading the blind. Like, why didn't they plan it years ago? Because there never really was a plan. The other night I said it's like a maze for the Jets and Jets fans. It's a maze that they can't get out of. Like, somebody can make a great Instagram post or just social media post of a maze of every turn that they made. Okay, we hire Rob Saleh. Oh, we draft Zach Wilson. We don't get a veteran quarterback to help Zach Wilson. We hand him the keys. That fails. We fire LaFleur. Like, you know, like, there's just all of these things in the maze. Every turn that you make, it does not work, right? Like, oh, we don't bring back Bryce Huff. We trade for Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick holds out. Like, it's just everything seems to turn to S. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I just want to ask you, Keith, do you think that maybe Woody Johnson will come with a bag of tricks with a new set of executives running his now, what if you want to call it, because Leon Hess was the owner at one time, running his sports team, because this guy really waits for the last second to take care of business when the things get hot.
Yeah, I think, I'll take it from here. Thanks for the call. I won't say a bag of tricks, because there is no more bag of tricks. Bag of tricks. Brian Daboll better be in his bag of tricks calling plays for Tommy DeVito this upcoming Sunday. I look at Woody Johnson at this point, and I think I heard Evan saying this, and it was a good point about, like, Dolan. Dolan should get on the phone with him, and Dolan should tell him, hey, you have to get out of the way. Like, we fix this over here with the Knicks. As I'm watching the Knicks, like, they're going to put up 150 points in this game. Like, you have to get out of the way. You have to hire people. Like, you're a businessman, right? You know, in business, you can't do every function of the business. You hire professionals with the skill set and the knowledge and the experience to get the job done. So he's starting early. The search starts now. The search started for the next head coach really last year. That's why I went to Rob Saleh firing. It's like, whatever, this was inevitable. No matter what happened this year, like, it wasn't like Rob Saleh was going to coach his way back to, like, they were done. So I think Woody is not coming with any type of bag of tricks. It's still yet to be seen if he takes his role as an ambassador in the UK in 2025. But I think what he's going to do this next, there's only one thing left to do. Find the GM that is actually willing to come in here and put that Jets logo on his shirt and go to work every day and take on what comes with that. And let him hire his head coach that he's going to be in lockstep with. And they're going to take all the slings and arrows and all the, you know, same old Jets and the nonsense that comes, and let them figure out what to do with Aaron Rodgers. You just heard Devontae Adams say he's not worried about next year. I was looking up Devontae Adams' contract. There's an out in the contract where, like, this is the year to get Devontae Adams and go all in for a push to the playoffs. You heard Devontae Adams. They thought they were going to come and win games. You know, let the next GM and head coach take the reins and get out of the way. 888-808-1019. That is the only way. You're not a football guy. Clearly, you're not the best football decision maker. Clearly, this whole thing blew up in your face where you thought you had the most talented team in years, and this was just a foregone conclusion that the Jets are going to be a good team. Look at this roster. People placing bets on the Jets to win the Super Bowl. This is it. I've never had this much talent. Well, I mean, you need coaching. So now start from the top. Get a good GM. Let him pick his coach. Let that coach pick his staff. Let them pick their quarterback and their players. And, like, that's the thing about the Jets, too. They have a bunch of good players that aren't going anywhere. It's not like they have to be bums next year. It's not a guarantee that they're going to lose next year. They have talented players that they drafted. They have talented players that are under contract. That, like, if you do get it right with the GM and the head coach, and they do kind of lock the doors to, you know, one Jets drive and change the culture and the vibe at Florham Park, like, next year could be a competitive year where maybe you end the drought after 14 years. 888-808-1019. Fleeks, let me know if you got the Woody Johnson clip up. We got to play this. And I know you guys all heard it, but, like, it sounds different now. And you got to laugh at it. This is Woody Johnson after the Rob Sala firing weeks ago. And he's just talking to a group of people. And I'm just like, what is this guy on? Let's hear Woody Johnson talking about a bunch of things from Talladega Nights to decision making. It's talking about the New York Jets.
A championship this year?
You know, thinking is overrated. You have to look forward. You have to look forward to the games we're going to play each and every week and try to win all of them. And that's basic stuff, right? I was saying Talladega Nights. You've heard of that?
Yeah.
Remember that one scene? He said, "You're not a thinker. You're a driver." Yeah. Right. And a lot of times it is. You just have to go with your instinct. It's the best thing to build a team, to build a winning team, to build a, most importantly, build a culture. Culture of winning. And I think, based on what I saw yesterday, I think we're starting in a new and exciting direction.
You hear the, like, jazz music in the background. And if you ever seen this video, I think I retweeted it because I was cracking up. And shout out to Antoine Staley, who's joined me a couple times on The Fan, who covers the Jets. Like, this video, it's just like you could tell, like, Woody loves it. Like, he loves being surrounded by the cameras. Like, all these owners do, right? Because they're the ones with the money. They're the ones that own the team. But they're not the stars. They're not the celebrities. Like, Jerry Jones loves it, too. And so does David Tepper. And so does some of these other terrible owners. The best owners are the ones you rarely ever see. You rarely ever hear from. You don't see the Rooneys pulling up like this. You don't see the Hunts until it's time to hoist that Lamar Hunt trophy. Let me see here. Where, like, I want to go back to the video to see, like, where they're at, like, some swanky place. But, like, what I'm saying is that, like, you can hear Woody is saying all this stuff, and it's like, really? This is from, you know, weeks ago, and now it just sounds so bad. Talladega Nights is a movie. Don't reference the movie. This is real life. These are people's real jobs. These are fans that pay real money that, like, are locked in with this team forever. They deserve better. And that's why I try to defend Woody, though, and I know there's no defense of him. I'm like, I think it came from a place of trying to give you more. It came from a place of knowing, okay, we actually have the talent. It came from a place of knowing now we're selling tickets. Now we've got these primetime games. Now we've got to make it happen. Do something to stop the bleeding. I can't sit by and let you guys make all the decisions and drive the car off the road. If I can take the wheel a little bit, I'm going to try and help. It just did not work. You end up crashing out anyway. Same old Jets. Mike is down in North Carolina. Mike, you're on The Fan.
Yo, what's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, listen, I'm just calling because this whole blasting of Woody, he's the one who put this team together. Vegas had them going to the Super Bowl, right?
I mean, yeah, you could bet on anybody to go to the Super Bowl, but Vegas definitely had a lot of tickets last year. People were betting them to win the Super Bowl. I never, ever got on The Fan and said they were Super Bowl contenders. It was just too far-fetched.
Yeah, but he put all this, he got all these guys, everybody who the fans wanted. You got Brees, you got Wilson. I mean,
I don't know if he drafted those guys. I think I give that to Douglas, and that was a masterful draft. That was a hell of a draft.
all you need is a coach and run it back with the same team, and we're going places.
Right, but that's what I was just saying, bro. It's not like they're going to be – it's not doom and gloom, right? This season, it didn't work. But next season, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback. Some people are floating the theory that, no, you keep Aaron Rodgers. You draft a young quarterback. He holds the clipboard, learns from Aaron Rodgers. No. Aaron Rodgers is cooked. Aaron Rodgers' timing is not there. Aaron Rodgers is hurt. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers can physically get through the rest of this season and get through another season. No. But, like, you have talent on this team where, like, these guys are going to be able to compete and play and win games if you have actual coaching. The strategy and the game plan is not there, right? You've got the blind leading the blind, literally. Jeff Ulbrich is trying to be a head coach for the first time. He's stretched too thin. He can't be the defensive coordinator that he was. He doesn't have Rob Saleh to powwow with. You know, Downing is trying to call the plays. Nathaniel Hackett is useless. It's just like, I don't know. They don't have the leaders in the building, and they have some leaders on the field. But, like, there's only so much these guys can do. Aaron Rodgers is not the Aaron Rodgers of old, and they're figuring it out on the fly here. They know this year is lost, and that's the hardest thing, Mike. Like, coming to work as a New York Jet when you know it's another wasted season. Coming to work as a New York Jet where you know you're playing for nothing. Strapping that helmet on, putting those shoulder pads on, and putting your body on the line when you know what is it for? Woody Johnson is meddling. They fired our head coach. They fired our GM. We're a laughingstock.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, I just want to give a shout-out to the 73rd Precinct in the East New York, Brooklyn, all right?
You got it. Thanks for the call, Mike. 888-808-1019. Let's flip and talk about the other side, the Giants. Like, misery loves company. These two are walking hand in hand. And it's just funny how the GM is safe with the Giants and the head coach is safe with the Giants because of the last GM and the last three coaches that didn't have much of a leash. Well, reading this article about Joe Shane, let's see, and Jordan Renan said, I've talked to plenty of guys in the locker room, and those kinds of things bother them in regards to how they handled the release of cornerback Nick McCloud. They wanted him to take less money. And you know something I thought with that? I'm like, you know, football players know. Fans don't always know, but football players know who the best players are on the team, who the real dogs are, who lift the hardest, who train the hardest, who play the hardest, who just know the game, have an instinct for the game. And I think Nick McCloud was like one of the ones that like was respected for who he was. I mean, he ends up going to the Niners, but like them trying to say, yo, take a little bit less money, I don't think it played well. You're funny with the money. You're playing games with these guys. They see what's going on here. Like I said, it's going to make potential free agents weary of coming through the building, and it makes the guys in the building feel some type of way. These guys have a lot of pride. They don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to be laughed at. They don't want to watch Saquon, who they were just with, traveling with every week, breaking bread with every week, playing for the Eagles and dominating. Like, even with Daniel Jones, okay, you chose to pay Daniel Jones. Now look what you're doing to Daniel Jones. So whatever. The article goes on to talk about the GM is not that popular in the locker room at all. So these things do matter. And, you know, I talked about Monday how people made way too much about the Instagram from Nick McCloud where Darius Slayton wrote free man. Of course, Darius Slayton, you know, walked it back because in that post, and people don't know the hip-hop artists and stuff like that, like Young Thug. Shout out to Thug. Jeffrey is free, but he was locked up for 2 years, and they recently freed him, and Nick McCloud used one of his songs and one of his lyrics, and Slayton wrote free man. Now, it might have a double meaning. It might be a play on words. Free man, as Young Thug is a free man, but also Nick McCloud, you're a free man. You've gotten out of this New York Giants culture. You've gotten out of this building. You're free. You're playing for the 49ers, which, not for nothing, the 49ers have a good culture of winning and all that, but they're 500. We don't know what they're going to be. But there's clearly some issues going on. And I know I've said this a bunch of times about Hard Knocks, off-season Hard Knocks. I mean, that was Joe Shane's show. He had the most camera time. They were in his office. They were in his house. You got a real look. They were in his car. You got a real look at him. But, like, the players watch all that. The team watches all that. And, you know, seeing the decision-making, seeing how he, you know, the phone call went with Saquon Barkley, and seeing how they brought in Drew Lock, and now Drew Lock is not getting the opportunity to start, And even I know some people out there in spaces are saying that Tommy DeVito outplayed him in camp and through whatever. You sign him as a free agent. It is what it is. Let's see. The article goes on to say, during Hard Knocks, Shane appeared to indicate that Taylor would return as the backup. Renan says that was never going to happen, which proves how out of touch he is with the actual players. Like, Tyrod Taylor ended up being the backup with the Jets, and they paid him a lot more. The Jets should definitely give him some run at this point, right? Like, let Tyrod Taylor play the rest of the season. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, that's what I'd want too, because I wouldn't want to go out on this sinking ship. I wouldn't want to take another hit for this sinking ship. I would try to preserve my body, and I would try to be ready to go next year, whether it's with New York or whether it's with... That's another thing, too. Somebody floated me a theory about him being a Minnesota Vikings quarterback. I don't know if I have any time, but... Anyway, the rest of this article says, and if the front office really thought that, they're completely out of touch, talking about the whole situation with the quarterback room. The Giants quarterback room was terrible. It is terrible. So what do you expect to get? Where do you expect to be? And I think it's crazy coming off the year. Like I said, last year was the year of the backup and the backup's backup, where everybody in the league knew, hey, you got to have a starting quarterback and you got to have an understudy, because these guys get hurt and your season can get derailed if you don't have a guy. 888-808-1019. So here we are, folks. We have two teams that it seems like the season is over. It seems like it's nothing but negative energy coming out of the building. And as much as we all love football, as much as we all watch football and have fantasy football and all these things, it's depressing to get to not even Thanksgiving again. And it's like, what's the use? And I'll say this before we end up breaking here in a couple minutes, again with the Tommy DeVito stuff, like it's a conundrum, because you're going to be excited for Tommy DeVito to play. You're definitely excited to not watch Daniel Jones play anymore. Ding, that's one thing. You're going to be excited to see Tommy DeVito take two. Ding, that's another thing. But I think the excitement is going to leave when you see that the sequel is not better than the original. And I just don't expect it. If I'm dead wrong, I'll come through Monday and be like, wow, Tommy DeVito threw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. The offense came alive. Like, trust, I got Malik Nabers in fantasy. I'm hoping he could at least target Malik 10 times and get him 7-8 catches. I just don't believe it. I don't see it. I think that this Buccaneers team is going to come in here and set the tone. And then when I go back to last year and I look at those games, like you beat the Patriots 10-7, mistake. You beat the Commanders 31-19. But if you go back to that game and you go back to those games, you got to think about the defense and who they were facing and the defense turning the ball over. And, you know what I'm saying? 3 fumbles lost, 3 interceptions thrown in a 31-19 win over the Commanders. Like, that's going to happen again? Like, I don't see it that way. You're going to face the Saints again. By the time you got to the Saints game, it was over. Remember that? By the time you lost 24-whatever to the Saints, let me pull that up, 24-6 to the Saints, it was like, okay, yeah. Party's over, fun little ride, won some little games. What did it cost us? It cost us potentially picking in the top 2, 3, 4, or even being 4 or 5 where you could move up to draft a quarterback of the future. So 888-808-1019. Josh is in the Bronx. Before we go to break, what's up, Josh?
Keith, I'm listening to you, and, you know, like what E. Frank and the story was saying and everything, I had to call and check in with you and everything, because it's just like what you say about Jerry Jones and Woody Johnson and everything. And, you know, pretty soon John Mara is going to kick in and put in his 2 cents. These owners, you know, it's just like Evan Roberts said, you know, about, you know, the management and everything, like, they can take the page from Dolan and learn from him. Mm-hmm. Just let the general manager and coach do it, because, you know, you've got this. You know everything that you're talking about. The show host on WFAN, and they have all this down to a science. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, I mean, we don't know everything. We know enough to talk about it. We've seen it. All the hosts here have seen this time and time again. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Too many Chiefs. Not enough Indians. And I get it. When you're the owner, you're the chief. You're the head chef. But nah, you gotta You got to step back. You got to handle the business stuff and let these guys handle the football stuff. It just never works out, the meddling. It just never works out. Like, please, I try not to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. So off that, Jerry Jones, like every time I think about Jerry Jones, I'm watching Jerry Jones on Monday Night Football. I'm like, is what's going on with Jerry Jones? Is his face rotting? He's got like spots in his head. He looks stressed. The building is falling apart. 2 years since they opened the roof in Jerry World, and there's sheets of metal falling. Wait, I guess nobody was up keeping that. Nobody was up there on the roof maintaining that. Jerry Jones doesn't look good, buddy. How are you going to explain this one? And Trey Lance should be playing for the Dallas Cowboys. What did you trade for him for? What did you give a fourth-round pick for? You don't have a running game. You have Rico Dowdle as your starting running back. You brought back Ezekiel Elliott. You paid him on top of the – come on, bro. Like, it makes no sense. Make it make sense. You gave up a fourth-round pick for Trey Lance. Bucky Irving went in the fourth round. Braylon Allen went in the fourth round. You're running Rico Dowdle out there. You're actually handing Deuce Vaughn the ball. Deuce Vaughn is a whole 5-1. Deuce Vaughn was just a good social media post because his dad worked for the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, we're going to draft this kid out of Kansas State because it's a good story. No, draft players that can help you win games. And stop being so arrogant with the way that you approach your players. CeeDee Lamb, not paying CeeDee Lamb until a week before. And then what a stupid decision it looks like now to make Dak Prescott the highest player a couple hours before kickoff when you end up now in a season where you might be picking high enough to draft a quarterback where you could have just let Dak go hit the market. Dumb. Dumb. So many dumb moves and decisions. Mike McCarthy's a dead man walking. They bring back Mike Zimmerman. Yo, Dan Quinn couldn't wait to get out. They bring back Mike Zimmerman. He's terrible. The defense is terrible. And they've had injuries all around. They don't bring back Stephon Gilmore. Deron Bland gets hurt. Michael Parsons misses a chunk of the season. DeMarcus Lawrence. They cannot score points in Jerry World. They're terrible. They've lost every game at home. They could actually lose to the Giants on Thanksgiving at home for the world to see. That would be so embarrassing. I kind of want it. I kind of want it to happen. The Giants go to Germany and lose to the Carolina Panthers. They're looking like the worst team in football. I kind of want Jerry Jones to have to deal with the Giants coming to AT&T Stadium on Thanksgiving, where he plays every year, and watch Cooper Rush and Rico Dowdle lose to Tommy DeVito and Tyrone Tracy. It could happen. 888-808-1019. Nah, the Cowboys probably beat the Giants on Thanksgiving. They've got more talent. They've got more talent. And I really don't think Tommy DeVito is going to come in there wheeling and dealing. So I just don't see it, yo. I don't see it. But maybe I'll see it Sunday, and then maybe we'll see it next Thursday. It's officially now a week from Thanksgiving. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call up and join the show. If you want to talk to me, dial 888-808-1019. I've got about 90 minutes left. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Okay. Let's do it. We're talking sports, duh. Steve McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls till 2 a.m. I mean, they've given us so much to talk about this week. This has been a great week. I mean, it's easy, right? Just keep flowing through different things. As I was putting my notes together, I came across something. I was like, you know, yesterday I played the audio of Todd McShay, who was absolutely cooking Woody Johnson before the Athletic article came out about Woody Johnson. And I was like, well, damn, Todd McShay, he's the worst owner. Like, he's like, he literally said, Joe Douglas will be fine. Joe Douglas will get another job and be in the NFL. Woody Johnson will stay the same. And then just me, you know, doing my Googles and putting stuff together, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, the little kid, that meme, wait a minute. Todd McShay went to Richmond, the University of Richmond Spiders, at the same time that Joe Douglas was there. So they have a relationship. They know each other. They were teammates. I'm like, would you look at that? Todd McShay is 47. Joe Douglas is 48. Joe Douglas started 45 consecutive games for the Richmond Spiders. He was all Atlantic 10 in his senior year. Shout out to the Atlantic 10. When I went to JMU, we were in the Atlantic 10, and then we went to the CAA. We actually won the Atlantic 10. I have an Atlantic 10 watch somewhere in the storage. And yeah, Todd McShay. Where is it with Todd McShay? Because I know he didn't play. Todd McShay attended the University of Richmond, where he was a walk-on for the Spiders in 95, served as a scout team quarterback before sustaining a back injury that ended his college career. I had an offer from University of Richmond. I think I was saying the other day about Juan Soto, take all your visits, see all that you can see, explore all the teams and options you have of where you might potentially want to spend the rest of your baseball career. Because I had 5 official visits, and I should have went to Hofstra, I should have went to Delaware, I should have went to Richmond, I could have went to Temple, I could have went to University of New Hampshire, I had an offer from Buffalo. You know what it was? I didn't want to go far. Well, I did want to go far. I went to Virginia. But after I took that one trip to Virginia, I'm like, I'm not going back to Virginia to go see Richmond. I forget where else I had. I had like 10 scholarships. Northeastern. I was like, I'm not going to Boston and Northeastern. No. For you young kids coming up, if there's a young kid in high school listening that's good at football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is, take your 5 official visits. Take all 5 of them because they're supposed to put you up in a hotel, wine and dine you. Man, when I went to JMU, they had girls on deck, parties on deck. Like, I saw a whole new world. I was too young. I was a senior in high school. They brought me to this hotel. They had one of the seniors on the football team pick me up, bring me to his college house, show me where his lifestyle, how he was living. Some of the stuff I can't even say. Next thing you know, we're at these different parties. And you know how it is when you're a recruit. They're trying to butter you up. Oh, yeah, where you from? Jersey. Oh, you thinking about coming here? Yeah, I don't know. Where else you got scholarship offers from? Where else you thinking of it? I'm telling you, they did a great job. I don't remember what happened half that night. Woke up the next day. Like, I was sold, man. I was sold. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Just talking sports. Keith McPherson on the Fan, going right back to the calls. The Knicks, I think that game is over now. Yeah, I said what, the Knicks were going to put up 150. They put up 138. 138, 122. And I said I was going to save my Knicks take. What's happening with the Knicks is obvious. It's a new team, but they have so many guys that are talented offensively and defensively. But, like, you're starting to see the vision now. You're starting to see it come together now. And in a night where, let me pull up these stats right here. Jalen Brunson drops 36 points, 10 assists, goes 7 of 11 from deep. He's now the franchise leader in games with 35 points and 5 threes made. Karl-Anthony Towns drops 34 points, 10 rebounds, goes 12 of 19 shooting. He's a plus 23. He's averaging 30 and 10 over his last 8 games. Josh Hart gives you 19 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 8 of 12 free throws. OG Anunoby kicks in another 14. He's a plus 20. Mikal Bridges, another 16. He's a plus 19. The bench now, which I know we were talking about the bench not having a deep enough bench. Well, they're able to unload the bench and, you know, not play that many minutes, but in a blowout like this, you're able to see five guys come off the bench. Campaign going back to Phoenix gives you 12. And I think it's just starting to come together with the version of the Knicks that we're seeing. And I, like I said, over the weekend, this past weekend, I wasn't here, but I'm like, just what the doctor ordered, a little rivalry against the Brooklyn Nets to get cooking, to get going, and start to find it offensively. And they're looking like a team that's going to be tough to stop offensively. And when you look at the Celtics, that's what they are. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, you're on the Fan. Ross, you on the subway? Ross, that's not like you, bro. I had to let him go. Ross is a WFAN all day, every day. First period, third period, lunch, detention, bus ride home, and even on the subway. I'm just kidding. I know you're not on the subway. He lives somewhere in Jersey. Ross, call us back, man. I was trying to cue you up for the Knicks conversation. Back to the Jets conversation we go. Brian is in Stamford. Brian, you're on the Fan.
Keith, we could talk Knicks all night. I'm fine with that.
Did you watch the game?
No, I didn't watch the game.
Call me up and tell me how Jamal Crawford did. I know they were getting Jamal Crawford in the mix on the call. I didn't get to listen to the game because I'm in here.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to him for sure next game. But anyways, let's talk Jets real quick. I know you played football your whole life. I don't know if you've ever been a part of a bad team, but guys like Sauce, Garrett Wilson having a good year, but Brees taking a step back. Is that a product of the misery we've been watching, or is that just coaching?
It is.
And the second part of
Did you hear me when I was saying, like, yo, it's hard to come to work. It's hard to go. Football is hard. Like, you ever hear Tom Brady's rant? Football is hard. It's even harder to do when you know you're not playing for anything. It's harder to do when you're the same old Jets. It's harder to do when you open your phone up, Rob Saleh is fired, Joe Douglas is fired. You're reading about Woody. You're hearing about all these inner workings of things all around you. It's miserable.
And then second part of my question, Belichick not coming. I don't want McCarthy. I just think that's going to be a mess. Like, who's the next young guy? Who's the next young guy? Who do we got? Like, what?
Give us hope. I don't know, man. They're flowing Aaron Glenn, which I don't know. I hope the Lions get to the Super Bowl and then maybe those guys will break up. But I think they're going to stay together if they don't get it done. Brian Flores is another name floated out there. You need a young guy, and that's what I think it's got to be. Right? It's got to be a GM who is, you know, willing to take the opportunity. And I don't think it's going to be an old guy. I think it's going to be a young guy that's like, whatever, it's New York. This is a talented roster. I can fix this. I'm going to take the chance and I'll deal with Woody Johnson. And then he's got to appoint a young, up-and-coming, maybe offensive-minded head coach instead of defensive that's just, you know, ready to take this on. But I can't call it. I was saying the other night, it's a fool's errand to even line up like, here's the candidates for GM. Here's the candidates for coach, especially with Woody Johnson, because he's not just going to hire anybody. Well, he has in the past just hired anybody, but he's got to get it right.
I'm just worried nobody wants to come here anymore. Like, nobody wanted to come here in the first place, but this is
just risky business.
Woody's got a circus going on here. Yeah. No one wants to come here.
Yeah, it could be a death sentence.
Yeah, well, all right, Keith. Thanks, man. I'll listen to your show. Have a great night, bro.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Like, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, why would you do it in Florham Park? Well, it's scary. Just based off of what you know, how many guys have come there and crashed and burned, it's like, if this is my one opportunity to be a GM, if this is my one opportunity to be a head coach, it's like the odds are not ever in my favor. It's tough. But somebody is going to do it. Somebody's going to take it on because, like I said, it's New York and it's Jersey and it's a talented roster and a diehard fan base that has literally died hard every single time. 888-808-1019. But, like, the GM that does come in and get it done, the coach that does come in and get it done, like, you go legend. You go icon. So there's got to be some of that want in it as well. It scares you to deal with Woody Johnson. It scares you to deal with just the Woody Johnson curse and the hex that's been over the Jets, where there's the curse of Joe Namath making the guarantee, whatever. But somebody is going to have the balls to say, whatever, I'll do it. It's the NFL. Just 32 of these gigs, and they don't come open. Here it is. It's an opening. Let's go, Jets. Dave is in Wappingers Falls on the Fan. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hanging in there. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me on. So, you know, I'm a diehard Giants fan. I've been a Giants fan my whole life. The thing is, if you had this much confidence in Tommy, why did you play Daniel Jones in the season? You should have just took him out. I don't like Daniel Jones. I never did. I said he's not a good quarterback. And then, you know, now you put him as a third string, and you still got to pay him.
Fourth string.
Now he's the fourth string.
Literally made him fourth string to make sure that he doesn't even stub his toe in practice.
Right, right. And then you got the Jets, like you said, is a circus. You fire your coach in the sixth game. Now you're firing the GM. What, are you going to go through all your offensive coaches and all your defensive coaches?
Not going to have anybody left to fire. Got to fire yourself, Woody Johnson. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to make them play better.
You know, I just hope, and I'd rather lose as a Giants fan. I'd rather lose the next game, all the games, and just get a first-round draft or something. But New York is like a circus right now. It's unbelievable what these owners are doing and paying these guys $40 million for a fourth-string quarterback. This is outrageous.
To sit on the sidelines with his hands in a hand warmer.
Correct. But you know what, man? Listen, I don't know. These guys know nothing about football. They got all this money. They bought all of this stuff. Now what's going to happen to the Jets when Woody goes as an ambassador for
That's what I'm saying.
President.
Is this a setup for him to dip off? Is this like we need to know. We need to find that out. Soon. Like, is he out again?
Yeah, correct. You know, it's just crazy. And, you know, it, like you said, there is no good New York team besides Buffalo. And, you know.
And we try not to claim them because they're all the way out there in Western New York. They're so far, they might as well be in Canada.
Yeah, they're 8 hours from me north. But, you know, it's just crazy that, and, you know, I hope Tommy does well. And see, if I was the GM, because we should have never got shown and these guys from Buffalo because they were counting on Daniel Jones to be like what's his name in Buffalo.
Josh
right
Allen
now.
And that, there's only one Josh Allen I've ever seen.
Correct. But that's all I gotta say, my brother. Listen, thanks for having me on. I listen to you every morning at work. I'm actually here now, so I wanna thank you for having me on and you have a blessed day, my friend.
Yes, sir. Knock it out. Thanks for the call, Dave. Have a good one out there. Listen, like, we should big up the Buffalo Bills a little more here on New York Sports Talk Radio. I know they've got their own stations out there, but, like, they've got a good team, and it gets tiresome just talking about how trash the Jets and Giants are and this and then going through the history. Like, we're going to need something to pivot to. So maybe I'll start bringing in some narratives about Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I'd like to see them do it. I really want to see that Super Bowl be Buffalo Bills versus Detroit Lions. Because a lot of times I tell y'all, stay down until you come up. You pick a team, Jets fans, Giants fans, and they make you miserable. They make you sick. You don't even want to put your jersey on Sunday. You don't even want to put your gear on. You don't want to go through it. But you know what? You got to go through it to get to it. And it seems like forever. But one day it comes around. One day it changes. All it takes is the right coach. A Dan Campbell. I mean, the Buffalo Bills aren't sure about Sean McDermott, but all it takes is the right quarterback, a kid out of Wyoming, grew up on farms, studying agriculture. Like, Josh Allen is different. Josh Allen was here for the World Series. I mean, I saw somebody trying to play Josh Allen. People are just dumb. The internet is dumb. I just saw LeBron is taking a break from the internet. People wonder why I wasn't on the internet for a week. Because you don't need it. It's nonsense. And it's getting more ridiculous. But, like, someone tried to play Josh Allen because there was a video of him in Yankee Stadium and he was high up. And they're like, what kind of seats are Josh Allen in? First off, it's the World Series. So stop yourself laughing or mocking anyone. What kind of seats are you in? It's the World Series. The get-in price is ridiculous. Second off, he was in a party suite. And if you've ever been in the suite level Yankee Stadium, when you get all the way to the left field side or not the left field side, the left side, it would actually be the right field side. When you get to the suites, like 6-5-4-1, like that whole section is party suites, and they're like connected. I was in them during the World Series. Was I in there for the World Series? Was I in there for the CS? No, I was in there for the World Series. I saw Adam Sandler, Adam Jones, Lil Mo Mozzarella. I gotta get Lil Mo on. I gotta get Lil Mo. How you done? Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. I gotta get him on. He's a Buffalo Bills fan. Nikki Kaz. Who else was in there? There's a lot of like celebrities just bouncing around. Jimmy Rollins, like a lot of former players, CeCe Sabathia, all the MLB network people, Lauren Shahadi, Sierra Santos. And Josh Allen was in one of those the next game. I think he was in like one of the same suites, party suites as A Boogie. And somebody on the internet was trying to clown his seats. And I literally responded, I'm like, he's in the party suite. Like when you, the party suites, when you come out of the suite where the food and the drinks are, the seats are elevated up top. Remember that home run Juan Soto hit? That's another thing. Somebody make the damn highlight reel. Juan Soto hit a home run in Yankee Stadium to the freaking party suites. You're not supposed to be able to do that. You're not supposed to be able to put the ball up there. Somebody's sitting in a suite level all the way in right field and caught a ball. I think it was a Met fan, too. I think it was a Mets fan that had the jersey. I remember watching that game. I wasn't at the game. I was watching. I'm like, wait, what the hell? He put a ball up there. You're not supposed to hit the ball there. There's no sign that says look out for bats and balls up there. 888-808-1019. We're definitely going to bring the Soto conversation back because I know some people were not listening to my show at 1025 when I had to clear up Hal Steinbrenner's comments. Maybe I won't do that because I want Big Mac to do that. I want Big Mac to come here and tighten some of y'all up and read what Hal Steinbrenner said and reiterate just how simple it is to just like read a sentence and take it for what it is and instead of twisting it and trying to come up with, oh, this means he's not in on one. So I'm like, nah, not at all. 888-808-1019. Justin is in Floral Park. Justin, you're on The Fan.
Keith, what's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm so sick of this, like, oh, let's think about, I mean, he's all in on Soto. Stop with the, like, these people just trying to twist the media or something because, like, you'd be stupid not to be in on Soto.
Because okay? so many people have already convinced themselves he's gone.
I know, it's ridiculous. So I'm so sick of it. Oh, you know, they had a great meeting here, great meeting there. Means nothing. Wake me up when it's over, wherever he signs, and that's it, man. Because I'm so sick of talking about it, okay? I mean, you'd be stupid not to want Juan Soto. That goes for, like, teams like the Tampa Bay Rays, who you know are not going to get him. But you'd be stupid not to want this guy. This guy, like you always said, and I've said, he's a generational talent. And, you know, listen, when it happens, whoever signs him, good for them. And then what, if we don't get him, we pivot to something else. And that's the end of the story with that. And, by the way, Keith, I love that you are talking about my Buffalo Bills. Long-suffering Bills fan.
Man,
but listen.
How much did you love that game? I love the fact that, like, they figured it out. Let's not give them the ball back.
Right. Finally, McDermott said, you know what? I got to go for it. If I don't make it, listen, he's going to beat me either way. So I went for it, and then they scored a touchdown. It was huge, man.
Player of the year, MVP.
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, he went from the most overrated player to now probably winning the MVP. So I just love that.
I don't know if you remember me talking about that.
Josh has a chip on his shoulder. Yeah, you did.
I'm like, Josh Allen was voted the most overrated player in the NFL. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter about the internet. It doesn't matter. It's nonsense that people put together. It matters what you do. And Josh Allen finds
1,000%.
A way. He's got injured receivers. He doesn't have Stephon Diggs. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
And listen, the AFC is a juggernaut, so it's going to be hard. You know, Steelers are still greatly coached. Kansas City, you can never doubt the heart of a champion. The Chargers look like they're for real, so it's going to be a tough battle. But you know what? I got probably, outside of Lamar, I got the best quarterback, so I'll take my chances with Josh Allen. And that defense is getting healthy with Matty Milano coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about bringing back Mecah Hyde. So I would like that. You know what? It could be dangerous, especially if they went out and the Chiefs slip up, they'll have the number one seed. So we'll take our chances there.
Great call. Thanks for the call, Justin. 888-808-1019. I mean, the Bills, it doesn't matter who's on the team. It doesn't matter who Josh Allen is throwing to. They lose guys on their defense. It doesn't matter. Nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. They're 9-2. And a part of me thought about, like, yo, maybe this is a setup, right? One, the Chiefs were going to lose at some point. They had so many you know, skin of their teeth, barely wind, you know. But maybe this is a setup. Like, Mahomes and them are like, yeah, you got us in the regular season. And both teams were talking about, yeah, we'll do this again. Like, Mahomes literally, you know, tapped Josh, like, hey, we'll do this again, buddy. And after the game, Josh Allen's like, it's just another week 11 win because he has been tormented by them and lost in the postseason. Well, I'm like, is this just a setup for it to flip and, like, you know, Chiefs lose another game or two down the stretch and the Bills roll and the Bills get the one seed and then they do the rematch and it's Chiefs, Bills, and Buffalo and Mahomes comes there and beat, like I don't know. I love the NFL. The script writers are working on it, man. It could be that. But, yeah, we should talk about Buffalo Bills football on The Fan in New York. There are some Buffalo Bills fans out here. They're on a six-game win streak. They have who I think now is going to be the MVP. I don't know if Lamar is going to win back-to-back now. Like, Josh Allen putting the team on his back. That was a hell of a game, hell of a run. And you love to see it. 888-808-1019. We'll continue talking about Daniel Jones, right? I had to correct Dave. They said they made him QB3. No. They downgraded that man to QB4. He is out there at practice doing nothing. Nothing that could potentially get him injured. They have effectively shut him down for the rest of the year. Not just benched him. You're done. We brought in Tim Boyle. You're not even taking practice squad reps just in case somebody accidentally bumps into you and fall. No. We'll continue talking about Woody Johnson and the Jets. How could we not? What happens next? I try to defend Woody and say, hey, you know, what was work or what the guys that he had working weren't working for him. He tried to step in, and I thought he had good intentions. It's not like he's stepping in meddling saying, ha, 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 I'm going to drive us off the road. No, he's saying, let me step in, grab the wheel. Maybe I can steer us in the right direction, get us some talent, do some things, stop us from doing other things. You know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. What a disaster. The Jets, here we are again. And yeah, opened up tonight talking about Hal Steinbrenner. When I come back, I will hit you guys with some of those bars that Hal Steinbrenner had at the owners' meeting. I just think that anybody can read this and know that Hal Steinbrenner is like on one right now. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We got to go to the break and the update. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.